بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Welcome back. Now it's been a minute to the Supplications of Islam. The Supplications of Islam actually is an explanation of this book, and you can see the book is big. And in fact, I believe, let's check here quickly, around 250 something ahadith that we're going to go through, as well as verses of the Quran, yeah, that are going to go through like some of the most important supplications. And this is a class I just want you to enjoy, man. And you know, as you grow in your cognitive capacity, it's important that you and I couple that with growing in our remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the goal of all of this is to worship Allah, and the easiest way to worship Allah is to remember Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we've reached now the first chapter where he starts to dedicate chapters to specific times and incidences in our life. So he says, Faslun, qala Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, Faslun fi dhikri lahi tarafay nahar. Right, the chapter on the remembrances of Allah at the ends of the day. So like between Fajr and sunrise and Asr and Maghrib. That's called tarafay nahar. So the adhkar and dua and ad'iyah, the remembrances of God that we're about to talk about now, and the supplications of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are those that are said in the beginning and the end of the day between Fajr and sunrise and Asr and Maghrib. All right, and I'll point that out to you inshallah later. And we know that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, huwa bayanu al-Qur'an wa tafsiru al-Qur'an. The Prophet ﷺ is the one who explains and teaches us how the Qur'an should be lived. So the Shaykh, he begins with a number of verses from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that encourage us to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the beginning and the end of the day. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. And here the Shaykh, before he said that, he says, لما بينا قال إمام العيني قال لما بينا فضائل الذكر مطلقا أراد أن يبين فضائل الذكر في أوقات مخصوصة. He said that after the Shaykh, he mentions, as we went through together earlier, the general virtues of dhikr, now he wants to show the specific times and places that the supplications and the remembrance of God are highly encouraged. And he Imam Al-Aini, commenting on the statement في الطرق في النهار, the ends of the day, he defines, he said, المراد منهما أول النهار وآخره واستدل على ذلك بالآيات التي تلاها وبالأحاديث الذي رواها. He says of what I said earlier, that what he means by the ends of the day are, you know, the time of Fajr to sunrise, and the time of Asr to sunset. And then he uses, talking about Ibn Taymiyyah, Imam Al-Aini said, he uses now a number of verses and ahadith to prove that. So let's examine some of those verses together, inshallah, because they're like really beautiful. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى after أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. Allah says, O you who believe, O you who profess faith, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly. وَسَبِّحُوهُ, and recognize His sacredness and honor His glory. بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا, in the morning and in the evening. بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. And he says, وَبُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا, Imam Al-Aini says, هُوَ مَا بَيْنَ الْعَصْرِ إِلَى الْمَغْرِبِ وَمَا بَيْنَ الْفَجْرِ إِلَى الطُّلُوعِ, which means tulu' al-shams. You know that bukrata wa asila means what's between, as I said earlier, asr and maghrib and fajr and sunset. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wadhkur rabbaka fi nafsika tadarru'an wa khifa wa dun al-jahri min al-qawli bil ghuduwi wal asal. You know, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remember your Lord privately, tadarru'an wa khifa, with fear and hope. وَدُونَ الْجَهْرِ مِنْ الْقَوْلِ, and don't make it too loud. Like, don't be loud. And this is an evidence sometimes for the concern of some people. And this is not to say that group dhikr is a problem. Group dhikr is commendable. We'll talk about it in the future. But when people are yelling and screaming, and you know, وَدُونَ الْجَهْرِ مِنْ الْقَوْلِ, Right? Don't be too loud. Don't be too loud. بالغدو والأصال. In the morning and in the evening. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ بِالْعَشِيِّ وَالْإِبْكَارِ. You know, remember, magnify, glorify your Lord and praise your Lord, right? In the evening times. And here he means, some ulama said like, from Asr to Isha. Some said Ashiyya means Maghrib and Isha. وَالْإِبْكَارِ. يعني, and in the morning, in the mornings. Allah says, وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ قَبْلَ تُلُوعِ الشَّمْسِ وَقَبْلَ الْغُرُوبِ. You know, you should remember your Lord before the sun rises and before the sun sets. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the importance of having good friends. He says to the Prophet, وَلَا تَطْرُدِ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ. Like, you should never discard those people around you who remember their Lord all the time. Yani morning and evening, but like all the time they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ. And they are sincere in their remembrance of Allah. Allah says, فَأَوْحَى إِلَيْهِمْ أَن سَبِّحُوا بُكْرَةً وَعَشِيَّ. And we revealed to them, we inspired them, you know, to remember their Lord, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to recognize His transcendence and His sanctity in the morning and in the evening. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ وَإِدْبَارَ النُّجُومِ. Right, you should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at night, وَإِدْبَارَ النُّجُومِ, and deep into the night, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says, فَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ حِينَ تُمْسُونَ وَحِينَ تُصْبِحُونَ. So glorify Allah when you arrive to the morning and when you arrive to the evenings. So although He's given different times, because He wants to expand, don't just think it's only for the morning and the end of the day, but all the times, but He wants to highlight the importance like that these adhkar in the morning and the evening have. وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَعَشِيَّ وَحِينَ تُظْهِرُونَ. And here he touches on, you know, to Allah belongs the praise in the heavens and the earth in the evening and in the night and during the day. So some ulama said that these verses, if you think about them, they talk about the morning, they talk about the afternoon, tuzhirun, the afternoon, they talk about asr, they talk about maghrib, they talk about in the night. These are all evidences for the five prayers found in the Quran as well. Allah says, وَأَقِيمِ الصَّلَاةَ طَرَفَ النَّهَرِ وَزُلْفَ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبَنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. And the last verse, he says that you should establish prayer towards the beginnings and endings of the day, the two ends, right? Fajr and Asr. وَزُلُفَ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ. وَزُلْفَ means to be close. وَأُزْلِفَتَ الْجَنَّةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ غَيْرُ بَعِيدٍ. You know, غَيْرُ بَعِيدٍ, that something, when I أُزْلِفُ, I bring you close to me. So وَزُلُفَ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ means when it's close to the nighttime. So he's talking about Maghrib. So Asr, Fajr, Asr, Maghrib are mentioned in this verse. إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Right, that your good deeds. So I begin my day doing good and I end my day with doing good, then I'm wiping out, inshallah, potentially the evil that I've done. Let's move now to the first hadith, and this is going to focus now on the time after Fajr before sunrise, and Asr before sunset. قال أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه من قال حين يصبح وحين يمسي سبحان الله وبحمده مئة مرة لم يأتي أحد يوم القيامة بأفضل مما جاء به إلا أحد قال مثل ما قال أو زاد عليه خرجه مسلم. It's a lot to take from this hadith, and this is the, in my book, this is the 17th hadith. Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه said that whoever says when they arise in the morning or when they settle down for the evening, Subhanallah wa bihamdi. We talked about what this means already. Subhanallah is to recognize the sanctity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the transcendence of Allah. Wa bihamdi is to praise Allah rooted in recognition of the greatness and might and beauty of Allah and His creation. Mi'ata marra, whoever says Subhanallah wa bihamdi 100 times. لَمْ يَأْتِ أَحَدٌ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بِأَفْضَلَ مِمَّا جَاءَ بِي إِلَّا أَحَدٌ قَالَ مِثْلَ مَا قَالَ أَوْ زَادَ عَلَيْهِ. That nobody will come on the Day of Judgment with the blessings and rewards equal to that person, except for the one who said the same or did more. This hadith, there's two points I want to make outside of the dhikr that we take from the science of hadith. And that is, this is the statement of Abu Huraira. And when we find the Sahabi and the chain is sound, and there's no disagreements amongst the Sahaba on what that Sahabi said, and that companion is talking about something which is considered like the knowledge of the unseen. So whoever does this 100 times, this is going to happen in the hereafter. That Sahabi doesn't know that. That Sahabi doesn't have the knowledge of the unseen. The only one that can make that kind of statement is a prophet. So we say that even though the quote is Abu Huraira, we understand it to be Abu Huraira quoting the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, marfu' ila Rasulillah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So whenever we find a Sahabi talking about the unseen, and the chain of the hadith is sound, and the Sahabi doesn't make tasrih that he heard it from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, doesn't, you know, make it clear, it's understood that the Sahaba is talking about something he or she heard from Sayyidina Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's called marfu', raised. If you take Arabic with me, marfu'at, right? Raf'u case, same meaning. The last is that at the end he says, kharrajahu Muslim. The word kharraja with shadda. Kharraja is different than akhrajahu. Akhrajahu, when we say, for example, faqad akhrajahu as-Suyuti, that means that Imam as-Suyuti looked at the existing evidence and research of hadith scholars and took everything they did and concluded, this hadith is strong, this hadith is weak, this hadith is whatever. But when you say kharraja fa'ala takhrijan, right, taf'ilan, so Imam Muslim is the mukharrij of the hadith, what that means is that this person is a mujtahid in hadith. They are an independent scholar who knew the narrators, was able to look directly at the work of the narrators, and then come to a conclusion. فَهُوَ خَرَّجَ هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ, as though he brought it out and said, this is the ruling. So when you find the word خَرَّجَ, this is an act of independent scholarship. Imam Muslim. When you find the word أَفْعَلَ, أَخْرَجَ, we'll talk about this in the science of hadith perhaps in the future, that implies that someone is looking at already existing research in coming to a conclusion. Just a FYI. Oh man, wow. The next hadith is really beautiful, mashallah. So the first thing that we want to try to say every day in the morning, on the train, wherever we go, subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Like, we can all do that, man. That's not something overly difficult. The next hadith, wa kharraja aydan. So in the future, and this is lost in translation, right? It says narrated by, narrated by, narrated by, but there's differences here in the terminology. And one of the things that, you know, I stress as Swiss is the importance of words and meanings. Very important. Wa kharraja aydan, ay wa kharraja Muslim aydan, meaning that Imam Muslim, who is the mukharrij, he did the takhrij, fa kharraja hadha al-matan wa hadha sanad. He brought out the chain and he brought out the text. The chain is called sanad. The text is called matan. Matan. An easier way to remember this is the sanad actually is the bottom of a mountain. Sanad al-jabal. So it's like the hadith rest on that. The hadith rest on that. Wa kharraja aydan an Abdullah ibn Mas'ud qala kana nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam idha amsa qala amsayna wa amsa al-mulku lillah. So this is really one of the more longer ones that you want to try to learn. And I'm going to vlog this for you as well. Amsayna wa amsal mulku lillah. You know, we have arrived at the evening. Wa amsal mulku lillah. And everything in the evening belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Walhamdulillah. So then all praise be to Allah. La ilaha illallahu wahdahu la sharika lah. There is no God except Allah who has no partners. Lahu al-mulk, to him belongs the sovereignty. Wa lahu al-hamd, to him belongs the praise. Wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control of all things. Rabbi, my Lord, as'aluka khayra ma fi hadhihi layla, I ask you the good of this evening, this night. Wa khayra ma ba'daha, and the good thereafter. Wa a'udhu bika min sharri ma fi hadhihi layla, and I seek refuge in you from the evil of this night. وَشَرِّ مَا بَعْدَهَا, and the evil thereafter. رَبِّي أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنَ الْكَسَلِ, O Allah, I seek refuge in you from laziness. My Lord, I seek refuge in you from laziness. وَسُوءِ الْكِبْرِ, and I seek refuge in you from you know, the things that afflict people as they get older, like dementia, Alzheimer's, physical ailments, and so I seek refuge in you from that. Rabbi a'udhu bika min adhabin fi nari wa adhabin fil qabr. And I seek refuge in you, my Lord, from the punishment of hell and the punishment in the grave. Then he says, وَإِذَا أَصْبَحَ قَالَ ذَٰلِكَ أَيْضًا. And also you should say this in the morning. So instead of saying أَمْسَيْنَا وَأَمْسَى الْمُلْكُ لِلَّهِ, we say أَصْبَحْنَا وَأَصْبَحَ الْمُلْكُ لِلَّهِ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. So we change it. رَبِّي أَسْأَلُكَ خَيْرَ مَا فِي هَذَا الصُّبْحِ وَخَيْرَ مَا بَعْدَهِ. Oh Allah, I seek, you know, the good in this morning and the good thereafter. I'm going to teach you how to say this, inshallah ta'ala, in the vlog version. Let's read the supplication one more time so you can hear it, inshallah. أَمْسَيْنَا وَأَمْسَى الْمُلْكُ لِلَّهِ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ لا شريك له لا إله إلا الله لا شريك له له الملك وله وحده لا شريك له له الملك. One more time, sorry. إذا we say أمسينا. So let's read it one more time, inshallah. We say أمسينا وأمسى الملك لله والحمد لله لا شريك له والحمد لله لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير ربي أسألك خير ما في هذه الليلة وخير ما بعدها وأعوذ بك من شر ما في هذه الليلة وشر ما بعدها ربي أعوذ بك من الكسل وسوء الكبر ربي أعوذ بك من عذاب في النار وعذاب في القبر. Again, أمسينا وأمسى الملك لله والحمد لله لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير ربي أسألك خير ما في هذه الليلة وخير ما بعدها وأعوذ بك من شر ما في هذه الليلة وشر ما بعدها ربي أعوذ بك من الكسل وسوء الكبر ربي أعوذ بك من عذاب في النار وعذاب في القبر. That beautiful dua, mashallah. We can also say it in the morning as well, and I'll teach you how, inshallah, in the vlog version. Let's just spend a few moments looking at some of the gems found in the dua. Number one is he begins by praising Allah, recognizing Allah's names, attributes, His power, His authority, the same as Fatiha. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Malik, Yawmiddin, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in, Ihdina. Right, so recognizing God, God is one, God is the all-powerful, the benevolent, the merciful, the owner of the day of judgment, the sole power, the sole authority over all things. And then what? اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. Guide us to the straight path. Here, ربي أسألك خير ما هذه الليلة. So from the adab of dua and the adab of dhikr, it's important that we always begin by praising Allah and sending peace and blessings upon Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's a few other points that if you think about it, it's really, really nice. And that is that he asked Allah to protect him from laziness and losing his abilities as he becomes older. Because those are things that are going to allow us to live a life of worship, right? And to live a life of devotion, subhanAllah. And then he seeks refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the punishment of the fire and the punishment of the grave. Of course, there's a beautiful statement that the Shaykh, he says, فَإِنَّمَا حَصْرَ عَذَابِ النَّارِ وَالْقَبْرِ مِنْ بَيْنِ سَائِرِ الْعَذْبِيَةِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ لِشِدَّتِهِمَا وَعَظَمْ شَأْنِهِمَا أَمَّا الْقَبْرِ فَلِأَنَّهُ أَوَّلُ مَنْزِلٍ مِنْ مَنَازِلِ الْآخِرَةِ فَمَنْ سَلِمَ فِيهِ سَلِمَ فِي الْجَمِيعِ وَأَمَّا النَّارِ فَإِنَّهَا أَوْ فَإِنَّ عَذَابَهَا لَيَنْقَطْعَ نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. So he said, you know, he seeks refuge in Allah from the punishments of the grave and the fire, because these are the two most severe punishments in the hereafter. And also that the grave is the first stop in the hereafter. So if the grave is good, everything else will be good. And then he seeks refuge in Allah from the hellfire, because it is a punishment which will never stop, right? For many people, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bil-afiyah. So alhamdulillah, like, you know, these are the first two supplications that we want to learn, inshallah, together. Jazakum Allahu khairan wa barakallahu feekum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.